Yeah, well, look, I feel like I can make an impact straight away. As in, I've had that 2 years of league footy under my belt, and it's really helped me. So, yeah, I feel like I can make a pretty big impact this time.
Oh, the backing music is under pressure. I'm not too sure this man feels pressure. Jason Horne-Francis, that was talking about his, well, his expectation of going into the AFL system, likely to go as the number one draft pick. He's an outstanding young talent, and one man who knows him better than most is Jared Wright. He's the South Adelaide coach in the SANFL. Jared, appreciate your time. We're going to get on to Jason in a moment, but our topic of discussion this morning on our talkback and our text line has been your unheralded famous sporting moment growing up, or whether it be in senior footy, or whether it had been in the backyard, or whatever it may be. What's your unheralded sporting moment, Jared, as a young man growing up?
Well, you put me on the spot there. Unheralded moment. Certainly, obviously, playing junior footy, I guess, and coming through the ranks and playing with your mates and winning a few premierships. There's certainly always something you look back on and moving away and coming back into South Australia and still having, those relationships with those, kids that were 16, 17 through school has always been a pretty important time. So, certainly probably looking back on those days is something that, you'll always enjoy.
Yeah, and also you were taken in the 30s in the draft and went up to Brisbane in a great time and being coached by Lee Matthews. I reckon that might have been a pinch me moment for yourself.
Yeah, look, it was. It was obviously pretty difficult team to break into for a couple of years with their second and third flags, but certainly learned a lot of being in the environment for a few years and something that obviously has helped me develop in regards to where I'm at today in a coaching manner. So. Yeah, certainly. That 2 year period of my life was quite enjoyable. Would have loved it to have been a little bit longer, but that's the way it happens. And like I said, I'm enjoying my time at South Adelaide as senior coach and just extended for another few years, which is great.
Yeah, you've been there for a few years now, and as you talk about having had that experience living away, and one young man who's expected to live away and it's still got to, that process has still got to work. He's Jason Horne-Francis, and look, he's. All the noise is he's expecting to go to North Melbourne and as pick number one. Is he a rightful number one pick for what it's worth? I know young men don't pick their draft positions, but just looking at all the talent across all the competitions, you've had a bit to do with him the last couple of years. Is he rightful to be at the top of the Wazza?
Yeah, obviously everyone's going to be pretty biased in regards to who they coach and who they see as number one. In regards to... ready-made players and a genuine competitor. I think Jason, certainly deserves that shot. At the end of the day, if you're 1, 2, or pick 50, you're all on level playing fields right from the get-go in regards to starting again and earning your spot. And the way Jason has handled himself at senior league football the past 2 years, essentially as a 17 and 18 year old kid. Competing against the men, he hasn't looked out of place at all. So I certainly think he'll be ready to go.
I know going from Adelaide to Melbourne, it's not as dramatic as it is from going from Melbourne to Brisbane or Adelaide to Brisbane or across to WA or whatever it may be. But do you think, cutting the apron strings and getting across to Victoria, he would be one of those boys that would lap it up, albeit, it takes a little bit of adjustment. But do you think he will struggle, or do you think that this, he will just shrug it off and say, well, that's what you have to do to be an AFL player?
Obviously taking any player out of their home environment, takes some adjustment, and Jason will certainly have to adjust to the Melbourne lifestyle. It's a little bit more upbeat than... living down south at Christie's Beach and playing for the Panthers. But I think what you'll find with Jason is he's a really loyal and committed person. Once he's got his mind set on something, there's not too many things that can distract him in what he wants to get. And he's had his eyesights on, obviously, trying to help us, win a premiership. And he nearly got us to a grand final off his own boot in the prelim. He was... he was quite outstanding in his determination in that game. But I think wherever he lands, you know, if it's North Melbourne, which is obviously being highly discussed as a topic over the past, you know, 3 to 4 weeks, I think once he buys into the culture, you know, he'll certainly be there for good. He's a pretty loyal kid.
Jared Wright, our guest on Dwayne's World, South Adelaide's coach, and we're talking about Jason Horne-Francis and a couple of other players still to come. You talked about that performance in the prelim. I think 24 disposals, 11 clearances, contested marks. He kicked 3-3. You didn't get the result you wanted, but is that was that his standout game in a couple of years of senior footy as a teenager? And would that just be reaffirmation that, one, he can hold his own against men, albeit got to go up another couple of levels if he was to go into an AFL list?
Yeah, certainly that was his best game at senior level. He's had some outstanding games at senior level. He's, you know, I think he's 27 and kicked 2 on a few occasions, and he probably averaged about 18 or 20 disposals and, you know, probably 4 tackles a game. He's what he's improved his game at senior level, and senior sample footy is a, you know, a very tough competition, and to be averaging, you know, 20 disposals as a 17, 18-year-old kid at that level is quite strong. He was averaging 35 touches a game at under 18's level when he was 16 years old. So he was past that development stage in his life, and he probably wouldn't have learnt much playing under 18's footy the last year and a half, to be honest. So the way he's transitioned has been terrific, and certainly it's another step up at AFL level. You know, everyone will need to adjust when they go in. But in regards to the way he competes against the men, will certainly hold him in good stead to be able to probably transition a little bit faster than some of the other you know, players coming through the draft.
Big question for you, and you're in South Australia coaching an SA and AFL team, but you would be across the AFL, you'd be across North Melbourne, and the fact is that that's where he goes, he fits in. Does he walk into that team? I mean, you've mentioned him as a Nat Fyfe, Patrick Dangerfield style of footballer. You're certainly not saying that he's as good as them right now, but do you think round one, North Melbourne, Jason Horne-Francis?
Yeah, no, I think he plays. I think he might have played it this year in a few teams, to be honest. And that's, you know, not having too much expectations on the kid. It's just the way he competes, and, you know, he's strong. He's hard. You know, he has all the attributes in regards to a physical and mental acquisition. So I think after another full pre-season at AFL level, I think you'll find he'll slot in a round one team, and you know, and hopefully look pretty comfortable at the level. But obviously that'll all, you know, I guess, play out over the next sort of 6 months' time.
A couple of minutes more with you. I'm just going to rattle off a couple of other names. So on the text line, someone asked, can you tell us a bit about Kane Baldwin? Do you? There's a bit of a word that he could end up at Essendon, or Essendon are sniffing around, play full forward round one. This is from Keno in Aspendale, wants to know about Kane Baldwin. Can you give us a heads up?
Don't know too much about Kane, unfortunately. He didn't play any sort of senior football over the course of this year or even last year. So not too cluey on Kane, I'm sorry.
Okay. Arlo Draper, another South Adelaide boy.
Yeah, I know Arlo quite well. He's obviously a Panther, you know, junior academy player that's come through our program. Certainly some untapped scope in Arlo. He's got the physical attributes with, you know, a bit of speed and power. He's a bit more of a see-ball, get-ball type of player, so he'll take some adjustment to come into a senior team, but certainly there's a lot of untapped talent in Arlo.
Syndesmosis earlier in the year curtailed Matthew Roberts. Do you think he's got a future at another level?
Yeah, both Arlo and Robbo had probably 6 to 8 weeks on the sidelines with a high ankle sprain. So Matthew's just a natural footballer. He's very smart, player, got a beautiful left foot kick and sees the game quite well. You know, his physical attributes obviously a little bit on the lesser side than Jason, but what he's got, he's a pure footballer, and you know, he finds possessions quite comfortably at 18s and senior level, and I think he's going to be a quality player for the future once he breaks into a team in, you know, in a year or two's time.
And last one for you, someone that you would have seen play, not in under you, your tutelage, but of course, Daniel from Pascoe Vale just confirmed that Baldwin's already on the Essendon list and just wanted to know. Yeah, we know that he's already on the Essendon list, sorry, but we just want to know whether we think he could play at the next level. But we've had that answered. Leeka Lea is a young man who's got amazing athleticism. He was at Centrals, of course, and he set the record for the running leap at the combine, 107 centimetres, and that puts Kyron Hayden from North Melbourne and Nick Natanui in the shade. So the boy's got some skills. You've seen him firsthand, Leeka Lea?
Yeah, I have seen Aaliyah play firsthand. He defended. He was out there hybrid defender against us in round, I think 15 or 16 this year, and took some really nice intercept marks at senior level. Coming off a third tool type of option and drifting in. He certainly looks like a player that will take some more time to develop. But again, there's a lot of untapped talent. In Leek's ability and the way he moves and can read the game, will provide a good option for an AFL club, no doubt in the not too distant future.
Jared, appreciate your time. Exciting time for your footy club, I know, in South Australia, of course, making the prelim final. Let's hope you can get to that grandy next year, but also keeping an eye on the future talent that enters the AFL, and you've certainly got one in Jason Horne-Francis. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it here on Dwayne's World.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me, Goff.
Good on you, mate. There's Jared Wright, South Australian coach. Outstanding coach. And along with Bryce Gibbs, who of course, had a bit to do with Jason Horne-Francis, I'm sure, has had a lot to do with the development over the last couple of years of a young man who's ready to take the season going forward.